It's Tuesday, the 2nd of April. Has Mrs. Blackbird just didn't bother moving out the road this morning? She just cocked her head up. Thought, oh yeah, that's him. That's okay, I can carry on what I'm doing. Dry this morning, but it's grey, overcast, and not unlike yesterday, it's cool again. Yeah, there was a wee bit of discrepancy in the temperatures of the UK yesterday. 20 degrees in London apparently, and 8 here. 8. Might have crept up to 9. My goodness, if we had got 20 degrees in this part of Scotland, 20 degrees, I'd have been in my shorts and skimpy t-shirt. It's too warm. Oh, I do wish the sun would come out, not just for that reason to warm the temperature up, but I'm looking at my big Wisley conifer, the one with the gorgeous red flourish on it. But there's no sun to light it up. It's not getting a chance to show off its glory. About a year ago, they were coming to... There's a telegraph pole just at the back corner of my garden, and just out in the park. It supplies my line as well as many others. Well, actually, no. It only supplies mine. It's through cable, so there's not like 100 strands going off this pole. There's only one going off to my house. But the main line, as it were, that passes through. So... they were coming to put a new pole and a new cable. So this young, fairly large, chubby guy came along and explained he had to trim my Wisley conifer so that it wouldn't snag the new cable. So he, well, let's just say he hacked quite a few of the facing branches facing the house out to make way for his cable. I wasn't happy, but well, they said it had to be done. So he did. And about 2 weeks later, they came along and they put the new pole up and the new line. The new pole was 4 feet higher than the old pole. So the cable is now still passing through the conifer, but there's a hole in the conifer and it's blooming annoying. I know it'll fill up, I know it will fill up, but it's still annoying. So breakdown in communications about pole heights a year ago. Isn't that term used pretty much every day? Breakdown in communications. Technical term for someone made a mess of it. Oh my. Slept well last night again. It's great. It's absolutely great. Oh my goodness me. Not to be tormented is fantastic. I think if I ever get offered a job with lots of ladder work again, I I'm either going to turn it down or I'm going to take it on in a purely supervisory aspect from the ground floor. Oh my. Anyway, it's past, it's history. Move on. Positivity. Positivity every day now is a day closer to our holiday. It's a day closer to Easter. It's a day closer to warmer weather, hopefully. Do hope so. Summer like last year would be nice. Maybe get this back fence fixed this year. But I have a cunning plan for that. And it basically negates me doing any of the hard labour. That's another story. Seems strangely calm for 8:30 a.m. I expected lots more droning in the background and the dreaded metal flying cans. Now that I've said that, they'll probably come over. Strangely calm. Oh my. A wee birdie high on a tree, high on a silver birch. I've got two silver birches. One just into the park, it's a bigger one than the one that I've got in the garden, which is a very tall but spindly one, but nice just the same. I love when we go up to, well, in particular up the Trossachs and round Dunkeld Way and the birch trees, not the silver birch, but the general, the ordinary birch trees. Beautiful, beautiful trees. So light and feathery are the leaves. And they kind of flutter in the wind and the breeze. And if you've never heard of the birks of Aberfeldy, Google that. Maybe history in that one. Yes, I just seen the magpie flying into the conifer. Building that nest. I've actually got a clear shot from here. I should have said, I've got a clear view from here. I'm not going to shoot it. I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to give them a chance to see if they behave themselves with the rest of the birds. And if there's no absence of birds in the garden because of them, give it a try. They are noticeably quiet when they're building their own nest, you see, whereas they're totally brash and outward going with everything else. So trying to keep their own nest secretive. But I can see you, you buggers, and if you don't behave yourself, you're coming out. So there, you've been warned. One for sorrow, two for joy. You know, the strange thing is they're extremely timid birds. Not with other birds, but with humans. If you've only got to look out the window, and if they see you there, off like a shot. If I take a step now, the one on the top of the telegraph pole will, yes, fly away. I'll scare them to death. Won't shoot them. Oh well, gotta get on. I know a song about that.